This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, some of you will remember Lou Holtz as the football coach at Notre Dame for years, and I've never thought of Lou Holtz as a person who spoke to men or to families about family issues, marriage issues, but yet he said one of the most insightful things that I've ever heard, and I want you to listen to it, about husbands criticizing wives. It's very insightful. I want every husband in particular to listen to it, although it would apply in reverse as well. He says this: before criticizing your wife's faults, you must remember that it may have been these very defects in your wife which prevented her from getting a better husband than the one she married. Now, some of you men did not hear that, so I'm going to read it again. Before criticizing your wife's faults, you must remember that it may have been these very defects in her which prevented her from getting a better husband than the one she married. It's a humorous way of introducing a serious topic, because we're going to talk today from the words of Jesus, exactly where I left off last week in Luke, about people judging and criticizing other people. In fact, Jesus uses the word condemning other people. I never appreciated or understood the meaning of the word condemning until I looked it up the original this week in the original language and found out it's a word that could be used, get this, for burning something to the ground. You ever taken a building, maybe a barn or an outbuilding on your property, and you burned it to the ground? Jesus said that's what we do to other people when we have a condemning spirit. We burn them to the ground verbally. We burn them to the ground emotionally. We burn them to the ground in a lot of ways, and that's what makes it a serious issue. Brian Tracy is an author who talks about criticism in the home. He says destructive criticism lies at the root of many personality problems and much hostility between individuals. Destructive criticism leaves a trail of broken spirits, demoralization, anger, resentment, self-doubt, and a host of negative emotions. When children, for instance, are constantly criticized at an early age, they soon learn to criticize themselves. They run themselves down, sell themselves short, and interpret all their experiences in a negative way. They continually feel, I'm not good enough, no matter how hard they work or how well they do in life. He says this is interesting. I've never heard anyone say this before. The whole purpose of criticism, if you must give it, is to improve life, not destroy it. Listen to that again. The whole purpose of criticism, if you must give it, is to improve life, not destroy it. It's to help the other person to be better as a result. He says constructive criticism is not done for revenge. If you criticize people to get even, that's not constructive criticism. That's destructive criticism. Your motive is, I'm going to get even with her. Well, I'm going to get even with him by saying this. That is not constructive criticism. That's a spirit of revenge that we talked about last week. Constructive criticism is not done for revenge. It's not a vehicle to express your anger. Its purpose is to help, not hurt. Now, today, we're going to look at some powerful words of Jesus about criticism, condemnation, and judging from the Gospel of Luke, verse 37. Let's bring it up exactly where I left off last week. Jesus is speaking. He says, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured unto you. If you underline, that's the verse to underline. For with the measure you use, in other words, the measure of judgment, criticism, condemnation you use, guess what? That's what's going to be used with you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.